Ontario said it plans to spend more money on training for skincare and wound care in long-term care homes and also to buy equipment that should reduce the need for hospital emergency room visits. The province said the extra money is part of the Your Health plan to connect residents with faster, more convenient access to care, while reducing avoidable emergency department visits and hospital stays. Because of age, health conditions, and chronic illnesses, long-term care residents may be more susceptible to skin and wound issues, said the government news release. That is why Ontario is investing $1 million in education programs for up to 400 long-term care staff this winter. This will include $329,400 to nurses specialized in wound, ostomy and continence Canada, NSWOCC, to deliver the Skin Wellness Associate Nurse, SWAN, program to 90 nurses. In addition, the province will spend $671,900 for Wounds Canada to deliver the Wound Care Champion program to 100 regulated healthcare providers and the Skin Health program for personal care providers to 200 personal care providers. The government is also spending up to $9 million in the Equipment and Training Fund, which is to help long-term care homes buy diagnostic equipment and train staff so they can provide better care for residents, said the release. Investments are targeted to help buy equipment that can detect and prevent conditions that most often lead to preventable hospital visits, such as urinary tract infections, falls, pneumonia, and congestive heart failure. In addition, the province is also offering incentives to students and recent graduates of personal support worker, PSW, education programs to launch careers in long-term care homes and in the home and community care sector, said the release.